This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use MMA199 for $1.99 domain or transfer.
Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 198.
198!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
Yes, and I'm a little buzzed.
I'm not going to lie. Laughter, it's all good. Oh, talking brother. About stuff.
And yes.
Ingo can't quite remember already.
Can't remember anything.
And we haven't fucking but started.
That fucking ESPN ago. Guy that I'm talking about.
Which one?
The one who has the radio show. That's also a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Oberman? Does he have one?
He's Oberman. No, not that guy. The other guy. Anyways.
I don't know.
How are you doing out there?
It was the one I think we were talking about a while ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that was.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Doesn't matter.
What's happening out there, folks? Happy spring to you. You know, the weather's like pretty fucking awesome in Chicago from minus 26 that we had just a month or two ago.
Yeah, we haven't had any snow this month.
Nope.
It's only May. We had snow in April.
It's supposed to be 80 on Thursday or something.
It's good. My air conditioning doesn't work.
I don't think you can run the AC for just one day.
Maybe. Oh, fuck. I run it for one day. I had a couple rules. You know, you grow up with not a lot of money and you have a couple rules in life. And
One of them is
to never be hot and never be hungry. Those are like the two rules I live by.
Those are good rules. I have another rule. I like to open my beer this way.
Hey, it works either way, Ingo.
It does.
All right.
It does.
I have a lot of twist-off bottles.
Yes.
So I was struggling once. You said, you're not using the fucking opener right way. That's all right.
Should we talk about some shit related to combat sports?
I suppose. Got anything?
Well,
go ahead.
You want to do the news first?
Sure.
Okay. Well, then I don't have anything related to combat sports, but I have something else.
I'll lay in then. I'll start.
You go first.
So, Josh Thompson tweets out he wants to fight Nick Diaz. He tweets,
right.
I knocked out your brother. I'll knock your bitch ass out in San Jose, July 26th. Let's do it, bitch. San Jose versus Stockton. Yep. Fuck you, Nick Diaz. Josh Thompson's on Twitter.
I like it.
And then apparently he's recanted, taking everything back, like the typical. He says, people that know me know I wouldn't ever talk about a fighter like this. My phone was stolen last night while at dinner. And I think he had some other tweets where he said, I totally respect the Diaz brothers and this and that.
Oh, whatever.
What's going on? I had so much respect for Josh. I thought, wow.
I think he was drinking. And he's like, fuck those motherfuckers. Come on, just own it, man. It's all good.
Exactly.
It's just Twitter.
What a way to get Nick out of retirement. Fuck that
Piss
guy.
Him off.
How many people have called Nick out? Nobody.
No, he's called a lot of people out.
I think Hector might have called him out, too.
Did he?
I know he was offered the Lombard fight.
Oh, yeah, he turned it down, supposedly.
Yeah.
But then he said, well, I was never offered no fight with Hector Lombard. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
I don't know. I love it. I think Josh Thompson, even if his phone was stolen, I think he should just own it. This seems to be the standard excuse of late, no? Everyone's, oh, John Jones, oh, someone stole my phone. My account was hacked and whatever else. Just fucking own it.
He was drunk. He was like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, and then what did John Jones do? Didn't he delete a bunch
some
of
gay
tweets?
Shit, gay slurs or something?
Did we talk about that last week?
We did.
Week?
Last week or the week before.
I don't know. I think he should embrace his heel and just go full heel.
It's all good, man.
To make people hate you. They already hate you. You might as well go full, what is that? They call it full retard?
Full retard.
What was the movie?
Never go full
Tropic
retard.
Thunder? I think he should go full retard.
Yes.
That would be a good move. Good career move. You should take advice from us. We'll be your management.
Yes, right.
Need an MMA manager?
Always go full retard.
We're here for you.
When given the opportunity, just go for it.
Just go full bore. Like what?
Yes.
Like trying to catch an ice cream sandwich with your face.
Ooh.
Full retard.
Or a load. Either one. Similar.
Okay.
Both white and creamy.
Yes.
And very sticky.
Yes. They leave you jablind.
That's true.
Remember a month ago we were talking about this Oklahoma decided they were going to do these one-night tournaments for MMA?
Yes.
Well, there's an organization that came out that Battleground MMA is going to do a one-night eight-man tournament, and the winner's going to get 50 grand. And they actually have some UFC fighters in this thing.
Nice.
Former UFC. You got Dennis Ballman. Ooh. You got Cody McKenzie and Luigi Fioravante.
Nice. I don't know who Luigi Fioravante is.
I don't know if he's still. It's been a while since he fought. I remember seeing him.
Well, I don't know Ballman, Mr. One Ball Man. Yes. Mr. Speedos. I saw your cock and balls.
Yes. At least he was shaved. So true. Kudos for taking care of it for the ladies and or men, whichever.
True.
So good to see. The only other tournaments that we see would be Glory, which we'll talk about shortly.
It's happening in June, I believe.
The next one?
Yes. Well, the tournament is June something.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then here's a good one for you. I'm going to prelude this a little bit. I'll ask the question, and I'm going to follow up with a little. Is John Jones a dirty fighter?
Perhaps. I'm undecided at this point.
Because, you know, this fight with Teixeira, you saw all those, like, hand check eye pokes, and then I don't know how many different people posted the GIFs from all these other fights where it was just, showed, oh my God, it's almost every fight that Jones has that, you know, he pokes someone in the eye. And then right after that fight, Dana White came out and said that John Jones, it's a problem, him poking people in the eye. And then 2 days ago, he said, oh, everyone's blowing this out of proportion. All the fans, they just don't like John Jones, so that's why everyone's freaking out about it. Like, okay, that's one way to go with it. So you're trying to protect your star. And then you look at all the oblique kicks. Again, that one, illegal technique. Legal, not illegal. But questionable as to should you really throw it, you know?
I don't like it, but whatever.
So, I mean, are there any other things that he does that you consider dirty? I think those are two of the biggest things, but
those are the two that come to mind.
Yeah. So do you think he is, or?
What, are you trying to bait me here?
Of course.
Yes, fuck him!
Just say you're racist.
Damn the man. I'm racist?
Yes. Everyone thinks you're racist.
I'm racist against John Jones. First of all, I'm not racist, but I might be racist against John Jones. I don't know why. I don't know.
He's fake.
The thing is that he fucked up Glover's shoulder, too. He torn labrum. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Brutal, man. That sucks. Like, I believe my wife's father had a labrum issue, and he had surgery, and it was pretty bad.
Isn't that, like, a part of the vagina?
No. It's part of the shoulder.
Oh. There's some kind of labria, labrum.
That's a labia. That's a different thing.
Isn't that a country?
No, that's Syria, Liberia.
Libya?
Libya.
Okay. I don't know. We'll get it close. We're getting close.
Jesus Christ. I can't remember all the shit.
Okay. Keep going.
But he fucked up Glover's shoulder with that move that we had talked about.
Yeah, the torque.
You know, so I don't know what's legal or illegal. I mean, it's a fight. So I guess if you, I don't know. The eye poke thing, it's got to stop. I just was reading that Bellator has new gloves, right? They got some new shit.
Yeah. And Rebney said that the new design, and he claims it's, you know, it seems like it's a little curved, and I think there's more cushion over, like, the first and the last finger. And he claims it's taken down the hand injuries significantly and has offered it to the UFC.
Ooh,
if they want
to license?
It. I think he's giving it away for free, which is funny, but whatever.
Yeah, Dana's never going to take that shit.
No.
But they're supposedly have been working on new gloves for, like, a couple years now, and I haven't seen anything.
No.
So, it's got to stop with the eye pokes. I mean, what's got to happen is someone's got to take point away from him. If he doesn't stop doing it, take a point and say,
one eye poke, 1 point, period.
Yeah, I mean, you are the champ, but, you know, who cares?
And it's not like he's going to lose that fight. I mean, you could still give up a round. But even Glover said he didn't want to close the distance because he's afraid to get poked in the eye. And it might be part of the strategy. I think you said it in the last show that once he establishes that he's not afraid to poke you in the eye, now that other fighter has to change their strategy to say, oh, you know what? I don't want to get poked in the eye, so I have to be careful.
Yes.
And once he starts doing this, point. Point! Fuck it. Can you lose 3 points in a round? Might as well.
I don't know.
Fuck it. We need to have the John Jones law.
Okay.
He gets close to And it just bugs me when I see fighters doing this too. Yeah, I can understand you're going to parry the punch, but when you're putting, he was trying to use the guy's head as a goddamn bowling ball. Mm-hmm. I got a problem with that. Is he a dirty fighter at the end of the day? I'm okay with the oblique kicks. I don't like them, but since it's a legal move, I'm okay throwing those.
Yeah.
I personally, if I'm in there, I'm not throwing those.
No.
It's almost like a foot stomp too. That's like more
I like the foot
that's
stomp.
That's a ghetto move.
I don't think it's utilized enough.
The foot stomp. Who's Chris Leben? Would he do that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
So anyway, move right along. Ingo says he's a dirty fighter.
Yes.
Done. A couple fights announced. Donald Cerrone versus Jim Miller.
Yes.
For July
16th. Excited about that. I'm so happy.
Wasn't Cerrone supposed to fight? What was this, the. Or Miller and Nurmagomedov?
Yes, but there's Ramadan happening.
Right. And he went no part of training or fighting?
Well,
at
you
that
have
point?
To fast. You can't, like, eat between certain hours. You can't do anything, like, between certain hours.
Is this
hours.
Guy not committed to fighting or what?
He's committed to his religion. So, you know what? Coming from Michigan and growing and, like, going to U of M and being around a lot of Arabic people. I understand, like, you know, the Muslim culture of the Ramadan and all that stuff. It's very important to them. It's a big deal. You know, I tried it for about 2 days. I was like,
what's
fuck
that,
this shit.
Not eating?
No, basically, you have to, like, fast between certain hours of the day. So, like, you can't smoke, you can't drink, you can't do it. You can't take anything into your body for, like, during, and it goes by the hours, like, overseas. So, like, it's all fucked up. And
could
I think
you take
it's for
a
30...
cock?
No, because, well, maybe. As long as it doesn't enter any orifice, I think you're okay.
You can't take a cock.
No.
I don't know if
you
I
can take
subscribe
load,
to this.
Loads to the face would be okay, probably. But
that's two load references. 10 minutes in.
Yes.
And goes trying to deliver all day.
I'm just
be
saying.
Careful. Careful.
But I can respect that. Good
okay.
for him.
Okay. I can't respect it at all. I think fighting comes first, Ingo.
Religion
fuck,
is an important
fuck
thing.
Everything else.
People are spiritual and in touch with their...
It's okay to be in touch with it.
Or whatever.
Don't ruin a good fight.
Just don't touch yourself.
Don't ruin a good fight. Well, the other fight being rumored, Mark Hunt versus Roy Nelson for a Japan show.
We've been calling for that.
Fuck yeah.
I like that one.
I don't know how that one's going to work out, but
aren't they both really
fun.
Banged up? Isn't one like
I think
broken
they both
hand?
Broke hands or something.
Yeah.
That'd be fun as shit. Mm-hmm. Japan would be perfect. If you're going to do it, do
we
it
should
Japan.
Go, man.
We say that for everything and then we don't go anywhere.
We should go.
I don't even have a passport yet.
I have one. It may have expired this year. I have to check. Japan is one place we should go. The problem is like, you don't eat sushi, and it's like...
Oh, I do eat sushi.
Awesome there.
I do eat sushi, but I need to make sure we're safe.
Sans gluten?
Yikes.
Yeah.
And with a language barrier, is that easy to do?
Sans gluten?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't eat the gluten. Do you understand me?
You could just get it in Japanese.
I would yell
writing.
It into my
in
Google
Japanese
Translate.
Writing, have a little like fucking sign that says, don't feed me gluten or I will die.
Phone will translate that shit.
Arigato.
Domo. Mr. Roboto. Yeah. Here's the last one I got for you. Hoyce Gracie says the reason he doesn't like Eddie Bravo is the drugs, Ingo.
Really?
It has nothing to do with the jiu-jitsu he uses. Mm-hmm. Is this damage control at this point? He's... There's so many issues with him that he's trying to.
I don't know. It's why Comprito doesn't like Eddie. Same reason. I think some old school Brazilians are anti-drugs, man. They don't like the drugs. They don't like the marijuana, man. Bad for you.
Yeah.
I can respect it.
I can respect it. I don't understand it, but.
True.
All right.
Can I give you my story?
Yes, please.
I've been waiting. Yep. All right. The other day, well, a few shows back. I had talked to you about the world's tallest water slide, and it's officially launching in a couple of weeks in Kansas City on Memorial Day weekend.
Can I post this video or am I going to get sued?
I think you'd be fine. Look at this motherfucking slide. Like, how is this even possible that they allow people on this thing? 264 feet in the air.
How long does it take you to get to the top? 7 minutes to climb?
No, I don't know. Well, with the line, it's probably 12 hours. But look at this. Watch this.
Is this built yet, or they're building it?
It's going to be
started. I like how the stories is like a...
Yeah, it's a UK thing. 65 miles an hour. Okay. No, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's opening. It's called the Verrückt, which means like crazy in German. Look at this fucker. I don't even understand how this is even legal or safe or how people don't go flying out
of
this.
It seems like you need a top on it.
That might kill people. You'd have to wear helmets.
Oh, you're going to nail that thing and launch it?
Yeah. Like, how would you not, like, go flying off of this thing?
And you go right into the ocean. See ya.
Bananas.
Oh, that guy didn't fucking make it. Does that mean fuck off in German?
Verrückt means, no, it means crazy. Are you insane? I don't know who's going to go on this, but it's in Kansas City. If there's any fans out there in Kansas City, I believe it's at, like, your water park, the big one that you have there. Please, let us know how it is, because I don't know if... I don't think you could pay me to go on this. It doesn't look safe. I don't... You're in a big inner tube going down a fucking, like, 264-foot drop, and then you go down and then come back up into a five-story?
No.
It seems like something's not right. I don't know. We'll see.
No, these rides are getting ridiculous. They're not... Like, when I was a kid, I didn't mind going on shit, and now when you have kids and you want to try to get them on shit, like, we went to one of these water parks around here, and it's me, my wife, and my two daughters, and it's a four-person round inner tube, and... We're going down, and it goes fucking vertical, like this. And I'm on the bottom side looking up at my wife and my two daughters going, holy shit, we're dead. We're dead. We can't be straight up and down on the drop, like literally not even touching anything.
Did you guys go again?
No. That was it. We all said, this ride, we did it once. No more I go. I refuse.
Yeah.
God damn, what Michael Bisping on a call just come out every once in a while. No more.
No more.
You draw the line sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you got
Fuck.
To. It's too crazy. Much. You go to Six Flags in the summer
yeah,
a lot. Don't
and
you,
I, yeah, and the rumor was they built some new world record wooden roller coaster
that.
There that
you.
I will have no part of.
Yeah. Do they still have the American Eagle there?
It's still there.
Okay. I remember going on that as a kid and I was like, wow, this is insane. And yeah. I know that's nothing now compared to what they have out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just more like too crazy.
Yeah, and for some reason, it seems as you get older, these rides are less and less fun. There was no problem back in the high school days. Just fucking go again. I remember going on some roller coasters four times in a row because there's no one there, and you just keep cycling.
Oh, yeah.
And the shockwave at Great America, I used to do these fucking huge loops. Corkscrew, motherfucker! Now, one and done, man.
I would be afraid.
No, everybody's being so tough on the body.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been on a roller coaster in quite a while. So it's been like 10, 15 years, maybe.
No,
I would be scared. I think I'd be really scared now.
The Whizzer. Good times.
Okay.
It's like the weakest, pussiest roller coaster at Great America.
We're the best.
Good. Kids like this? Oh, great. It's all good. Moving right along. Yeah, sponsors?
Sponsors are brought to you by DefenseSoap.com, where you can use code MMANUTS and save 15% on your cleaning products. So go there, you know, buy some soap, buy some stuff, buy some detergent, whatever.
Right.
MMANUTS is the code, 15%.
Great.
Speaking of which,
Glory
16, happening in Denver. We just had it happen over the weekend, and I have to give you sad face.
Oh, my God. So
Pat Barry, what happened, Matt?
I was trying. Well, I think Duke Rufus said it best. He said, "Keep it simple, stupid."
You said that?
Yeah. Because okay. Pat, I think he was trying to do too much too soon, and it was reminiscent of when Andrei Arlovsky fought Fedor when he threw the flying knee and he gets fucking knocked out.
Oh yeah, he got too fancy.
Pat was throwing too much fancy shit, and I think he just got away from the basics. Keep it simple. Trying to be too flashy, and then gets knocked out again. And I want to say that's what, he's been knocked out in four of his last five or six fights now?
Yeah, it's been, I mean, you had Congo, you had...
Well, it started, Congo was the first one. Yes, four of his last five fights he's been knocked out in.
Like, it's hard.
Ugh. I thought he would do better.
Me too. I you know, the guy that he fought had a lot of power.
God,
I mean,
yeah.
And he was a lot lighter and seemed like... Just more compact, and Pat didn't look comfortable from where I didn't seem like his usual self, and I don't know if it was the nerves or whatever, but...
Could be. It's the first time in the big show for,
yeah,
you know, kickboxing.
I just wonder where does this leave him, because I have a feeling they're paying him quite a bit of money for the name, and now he's lost, and now it's kind of like he's in an essence, he's like kind of damaged goods because he didn't have a good showing against his opponent, and what do you do now with Pat? I mean, does he keep fighting in glory? Does he retire? I don't want to see him keep getting knocked out. I mean, not like there was like that. Did you notice the ring girl like at
horrified?
All? She looked because he was twitching. You know how like sometimes guys get knocked out and they come back too, and then there's like that tremor that happens. Mm-hmm. I think she was horrified by that. Like, and you know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to see him get KO'd a bunch more times.
No, but I still would like to see him rematch Krokop.
He might get KO'd in that fight
too. He might, but I don't think he's done. I think he's got more left in him, but it's just, it's the heavy, or maybe does he need to drop down? I guess that's the next question, because maybe heavyweight's too much.
Very heavy. He's bulky.
Not that, I mean, this guy I think was actually lighter than him,
by
but
20 or 30 pounds.
I want to say heavyweight in glory is 210 plus, so get under that.
I don't know if he can.
235, he could probably make it.
He's a big
but
dude.
But I don't know if it was same day. That wasn't same day weigh-in, was it?
No. Day before.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Hard to watch. I'm pretty unhappy.
Well, he's like the nicest guy, and you want to see him do well.
Right.
It didn't work out this time.
No, it did not.
Well, so what did you think about the rest of the tournament? Hey, how about this? I like when Anderson Silva, not that Anderson Silva, fights, and they say... This is a line of text.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for not throwing a wall of text at me. That would have been fucking disgraceful. Glory 16.
What did I think about it?
Heavyweights.
I think
heavyweights. Well, that's what we need.
There was that, and then there was the Raymond Daniels crazy ass knockout. One of the most. I mean, that was like up there with the Showtime kick,
yeah.
And I mean, we'll talk about flashy KO. I don't know if that made ESPN's top 10, but it sure as hell should have. That was pretty impressive. I mean, they continue. I feel like Glory is putting on, you know, events that are exciting. I like the shorter rounds. I like the fact that they don't go to the ground because guys come out and just swinging.
You can't clinch up for you.
No.
If you clinch, you got to throw a knee.
Yep.
Or get the fuck off or to separate you.
Yes. And Anderson Silva is not the same Anderson Silva. You guys on Facebook, hello. Everyone's like, Anderson Silva, and he fought twice.
Yeah, he came back. He's a professional kickboxer.
It's a different Anderson
Heavyweights.
Silva, man.
Heavyweights, he doesn't give a shit.
Who happens to be very exciting, too, as a kickboxer. We saw him here in Chicago, and I mean, he's pretty flashy.
Yeah, he doesn't smell like he shit his pants.
He does not. He's still...
Never go to let that one go.
Yeah, that was horrible.
But I think that guy won the whole...
The guy who shit his pants in Chicago won this tournament.
That's not saying any names.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes. Guy's horrible stinky. So, yeah, they have another event coming up end of the month. So... I think that's in LA.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I love this shit.
I'm excited for Glory 17. Keep it going.
That's right.
What's up next?
I don't know. Who we're brought to you by?
We're back to sponsors again?
Yeah.
We're brought to you by GoDaddy.com.
$1.99.com or transfer MMA199.
What? $1.99?
They went fucking around.
Are you crazy?
They went bananas.
That's
I
nuts.
Begged. I stole... I borrowed.
Who did you blow to get that
they
offer?
They granted many a cock. It was 17 cocks.
17
simultaneously, you go.
17 cocks simultaneously.
72% off of Kami hosting. Code NUTS12. Are you ready for this fight?
No, but we'll go anyways.
Me neither. You can go first.
UFC
go ahead.
Well, I was
break it down. Break it
Let's
down.
Tell them what's happening first.
Who's it doing it?
UFC Fight Night. Brown versus Silva.
That's not Travis Brown.
No.
Joe Rogan.
Matt Brown. It's coming up May 10th at the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Is that like a hometown fight for Mr. Brown?
Matt Brown might as well be, yes, sir.
I'm buying that for a dollar. Banana for scale. All right, we got Matt.
The Immortal!
Brown, he's 18-11 versus Eric.
Indio.
Silva, he's 16-4 with a 1-0 contest. Brown, 11 wins by KO, 5 by sub. Silva... 4 wins by KO, 9 by sub. What do you see going on here?
Man, I'm torn on this one because I'm a big Matt Brown fan, but I think Eric Silva's got a lot of talent. And
what? He does have a lot of talent.
He does.
He's very raw, though.
He's raw, and it seems like if you look at his career, he always gets to, like, he's beating all the guys that he should beat, and then he gets to a upper level fight and he loses. Mm-hmm. And it keeps happening. It's been like two
or
three
upper level for him?
For sure. This is a big step up. I mean, Matt Brown, I would say, is contending for a title practically.
Yeah, if he didn't get injured, he would have fought Carlos Condit.
Correct.
Who was ranked, what, number two at the time, I think?
Yes. Mm. And, you know, I feel like my thought on this is I would like to say that Eric Silva would win because I do feel like he's more athletic. He has questionably better jiu-jitsu, possibly. I don't know about the striking, but the problem is that Matt Brown brings such a unique style. He doesn't give his opponents any room. He comes forward. He pushes you back.
Mouth open.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He goes berserker.
He just goes crazy. And Silva, the only opportunity he has, I think, to try to negate that is to stay. He's got to use his angles, and I don't think he's seasoned and rounded enough to understand that game and to see that a guy like Brown, you can beat him if you don't allow him to like jam you basically. But I think honestly, I think Brown is going to make quick work of this guy. I think he's rearing for a title shot, and I feel like Matt Brown be a bulldozer. We're looking at
bulldozer. Like, where are you going?
I'm thinking like a first 2-3 minute submission. I think he's gonna light him up with the punches and in the clinch kind of thing. And then when Silva goes down, I think Brown is gonna be smart enough just to grab like a rear naked choke and finish that fucker off and call it a day.
Now he's calling Silva a fucker.
No.
You're racist against Brazilians.
Fuck
too.
Brazil.
He hates black people. He hates Brazilians.
I love the black man. You my motherfucker!
Okay, fair enough.
Like Jerry Maguire.
You're redeemed. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Where am I going to go? Oh, Silva's trending for a loss, by the way.
He is.
He's gone win-loss, and I think he's sitting on the win. And that may be based upon what your point was of fighting the higher-tiered guys.
Big step
like,
up.
Get a test, lose, get a lesser opponent, hire one.
I love Michael Bisping. The Bisping effect.
Oh. I can smell the title. It's time to lose. No title shot, Ingo.
Too close to the title shot.
Michael Bisping, where are you? I don't know. Love that guy. I hate him, but I love him. My favorite fighter to hate, if that makes sense.
I would love
sense.
To have beers with that man.
Hell yeah.
It would be a riot.
But he's a fun cunt to hang out with and drink.
Yes.
Yes. And then I'm curious about Brown in this fight. Just because he's coming off of, would he have a back injury?
Yeah.
Compressed discs or something?
Yeah, had some problem in training, yeah, unfortunately. So
I don't think he had any surgery. I just think it was physical therapy. But this fight, to me, is kind of blasphemous for him because he should have been fighting a top 10 opponent. And Silva's, what, 15, if 20? I could probably even slide
it
down.
Yeah, between 10 and 20. Yeah.
And the survey says 14.
Is that in the slide?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
On the top, they rank them out.
All right.
Yes. And they have Brown at 7. Fair enough. I'll buy that for a dollar. So I think we're going to have something controversial happen in this fight.
Oh, no.
There hasn't been controversy in a while. I'm thinking of a doctor's stoppage due to a cut in the second round.
Be a ruptured testicle?
But here's, and the other challenge is, too, I like a ruptured testicle. Not as much as like a ruptured spleen.
Okay. That's what I was looking for from your video game. That crazy football game you used to play.
What's where it called? You juice everybody up out of their mind. Like, how many steroids are you going to lay in this league?
Yes.
I forgot which the name of that one, but I love that game. I love it so much I don't even play it anymore. They need to make an updated one. If you ever play a sports game, you got to be able to have your players on the juice. God damn it, EA UFC. Fuck.
It's
see, now we're on a tangent.
Never
you got to juice the players up. Can I add that question in for the interview? Can I juice my players up? I'll pay extra. I'll pay $10 to be able to juice my fucker up.
Okay. As long as there's random drug testing.
That's fine. You'll never catch me. I'm the gingerbread man. So, where was I going? I fucking think I'm controversial.
Stoppage.
Oh, Silva starts fast. Brown starts slow. It could be a problem, but the longer a fight goes... People say Matt Brown all day. But I'm leaning towards the controversial Dr. Stoppage. Round two, Matt Brown. Man needs a title shot. He could beat GSP.
He could.
GSP's done, so. Educate Paul?
Survey says.
You may rely on it, all three of us. Matt Brown. There are no more curses, Ingo. No more curses.
Yes, the curse is over.
Astronauts. Ryan Smith asks, do you think Donald Cerrone has finally gotten over his mental issues and is now a legit contender?
No, I think he's still crazy.
Yeah, I... Who the fuck was talking about him the other day? I was listening to something.
Errol Helwani?
No. I don't know. Maybe it was Brendan Schaub. And by the way, I like Brendan Schaub now. If you listen to him and Callen and Joe Rogan when they have their podcast together.
Well, they had two, like, close to each other, and I didn't listen to the first one, and I didn't listen to the second one. Which one should I listen to?
I don't know.
His voice. Whenever he talks, I feel like I want to hit things.
He is, because he's so committed to his opinions, that's why I'm starting to like him. Not that I agree with the opinion, but at least he's committed to wherever he's going.
I call that delusional.
I love it. I can respect delusional. So
right.
He's starting to like him a little bit, rubbing unfortunately.
Now I'm listening to that Steve Maxwell episode of the Rogan podcast. I like that.
I had to skip that one. Got a little lengthy at the end there.
I like the intellectual back and forth they have about nutrition and diet and lifestyle.
So maybe it was him that was talking about Cerrone. Do they train together?
I believe they do. Or did. Cerrone's from Colorado.
Well, someone was talking about Cerrone's got mental issues, and sometimes, I think it was him. He was saying that he was looking at him before the fight, and he can usually tell if he's going to win or lose based on something mentally.
Where his head's at?
Yeah. And he said that fight, he was like, I'm not having a good feeling about this one. And, that was the one where he was getting lit up by, was it Barboza?
Yes.
And then he lands a jab. Yeah, it was Schaub talking about him. So he's not over the mental issues at
no,
all.
No, I recall him talking about going to see a sports psychologist a year ago, right?
Yeah, because he gets suckered into some of these fights where, like the Nate Diaz fight where he fights Diaz's fight.
Yeah, he got his, and he then got Pettis, his ass kicked in that fight.
He wasn't there for the Pettis fight.
I think he never showed up. He never even entered the arena for that one. I think he was just checked out. Pettis just was like, I got your number tonight, and, Cerrone never showed up. You don't need
this
to
be... This will be a fun fight, though, because he says he's stoked for the Cerrone versus Miller fight. But yeah, fuck, that one's going to be a scrap.
This will be great.
Well, it's like any Cerrone fight is going to be a scrap, and then Miller's coming off of that, first round guillotine?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. It's another scrappy fight. Love it. Frank Fleming, should Pat Barry consider retirement? His chin doesn't seem to be holding up as well. Or do you think they should do the Krokop-Barry rematch?
I like the rematch.
You got to do it. As long as we don't bro it up and fucking high five and hug it out. Let's slug it out. You're heavyweights. Just go to the middle and bang it out. Let me bang, bro. Mm-hmm. Where is that guy? He's still around.
He's fighting this weekend. Junie Browning or whatever his name is.
That's a weird coincidence then.
Why?
Because I just bring him out of nowhere.
He's fighting coming up soon. XF.
It's weird.
C, XF something.
Good for him. All those classic quotes. That may be the best quote.
I want to bang, bro. Let me bang.
Let me bang, bro.
I'll let you bang. And then a lot of weird hugging going on.
I need to hug you to hold you from doing damage to yourself and others.
Yes.
I bound you to do damage to yourself or others. Manny Whitehurst, if you could fight any fighter, retired or active, who would it be?
Go ahead, first.
I'm going to fight a beer bottle. I got a sporting chance angle.
Yes.
Sporting chance. Well, we talked about that a couple of shows ago.
I take Hoyce Gracie. He'll choke me out, and it will be peaceful.
Well, do you want to fight him in his prime while he's wearing a gi?
Yes.
Good for you.
Why?
I don't know. You got to fight them. Attack their strength. If you're going to go out against the best.
I'll go gi for gi. It will be brutal.
Who would be the scariest fucker to fight? I'm going to fight Bob Sapp.
Is that scary?
350 pounds scary?
I don't know.
I just need to avoid for
30 seconds and he'll be gassed.
Well, if I throw a jab at him, he might just go down like, I got sacked in the eyeball. They go down and Griffith wins.
Yes.
I'm the champion of the world. Yeah, I'll take Bob Sapp. Fuck it. Might as well. Gustavo. Should I call you Ribeiro? I don't know. I like Ribeiro. is better. With Rhonda on cast of Expendables 3 comes the question, who do you think has the most chances to beat Rhonda in an MMA match from all the cast? So he's asking, like, all the other actors in the movie, Expendables 3, who do you think could beat her in an MMA match?
Sylvester Stallone?
Fucking, how many guys are in that? I mean, you name it, they're in there.
The Rock, is he in it?
Might as well be.
He'll take her down.
I, like, shit you not, every action movie star ever is in there. I think Sean Connery might even be in the
movie. Sean Connery would definitely take her down.
Yes.
Chuck Norris?
If he's not, and goddamn it, he better be in a UFC game, by the way. If you put Bruce Lee in there, it would be blasphemous not to have Chuck Norris.
I read that there's no way they can do it because of his body hair. They don't have the rendering engine to render his body hair, so they will not have him in there.
You're telling me the next generation consoles, which I think this game is only coming out next gen.
I believe that's correct.
They can't handle the body hair? That's some bullshit, because they used to try that. Remember when they said, well, we couldn't put Clay Guida in the game because his long hair is too fucking cool and we can't get it in.
Well, it's not a problem of the hardware. It's a problem of them coding it in. So
EA, don't be bitches.
So you can't make
put
a gorilla
Chuck Norris
beast.
In. The fuck? He sits on my wall. Put a shirt on him, you fucks. You can't put a t-shirt on the guy.
Yes.
It's the UFC. Put Chuck Norris. I want to fight Bruce Lee.
Probably
get my
I'm excited. You know, it's like a month away. It's a month and a half. It's coming.
Right around the corner. I'm ready for a good video game.
Watch Dogs is coming out this month. That's what I'm waiting for.
Have you been playing the Titanfall? Or what are you playing?
Yeah, I played it some. I think I might send it back. I don't know.
You want to trade? I'll give you the, what do you call it? It's a game I got that I never
Assassin's
played.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
We could trade.
Trade it out. Try that out. I'll play a little Titanfall again.
You like that game?
Yeah, I like it. I like it in and out game.
Yeah.
Because it's like, whatever, 8-10 minute match. Boom, boom, done.
I think I'm done. Well, the first-person shooter is kind of like genre. Seemed to have bored me.
Enough. It's kind of like the Rock Band came and went.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into it, but what I've been playing, I actually just downloaded The Wolf Among Us for the Xbox 360, which is similar to The Walking Dead. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure story type thing, and it's real cool. Like the whole, you should check that one out. You might like that one. I don't know. I read Dave's or Jason's article on Middle Easy about it, and I was like, oh, I'll check this out. And I downloaded the first episode, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. This is the kind of game I like where I
like the story.
Yeah, I like I want to feel like I'm there. So, yeah, we could trade. I'll bring it over next week.
All right.
I don't plan to play it too much.
Yeah, I was debating, do I want to start playing this? And, like, I don't know. I mean, I played the one, I forgot what it was, the second version of it, maybe. It was on the 360. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, Assassin's Creed, probably 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That was one of their best ones.
I don't know if I want to get committed to another one. That's all. I just want to go 10 minutes and out.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. Gustavo Ribeiro, second question. Have you guys seen the MMA 5v5 guys thing?
Yeah, I saw it. It's really weird.
I'm assuming that's in another country. You can't pull that shit off in the U.S.
Yeah, it's really strange.
We should have just Texas should just say fuck all the laws of the land, and they should just, you should be able to do whatever you want in Texas, and just one country, pride rules, fucking whatever. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. How cool would it be if Dana made a fight like that with guys he wants to release of the USC, and the team who wins gets to stay, the other team leaves?
Come on, man.
5v5, that's blasphemous. I could see 4v4, but when you start adding a fifth man,
whoa,
that's like an extra testicle.
That's true.
Alex Greener, should eye pokes constitute one sucker punch? Ooh.
What do you mean?
So you get poked in the eye, we have to stop the fight, and the other guy sucker punch you.
No.
Like, you got to sit there with your eyes closed, and you know you're going to get punched, but you don't know when it's coming. It kind of reminds me of Krav Maga.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're going to close your eyes, and you're going to wait, and then someone's going to come up and choke you. And when they choke you, I want them to choke you like they mean it. Remember that drill?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
That sucked.
Thanks. Okay, and then you're going to respond accordingly.
Yes. That was a crazy, come on, man. He had us running around the room with the lights out.
And the craziest, and the music so loud.
Strobe lights.
But I tell you what, I was telling Ingo, like, this is the closest you're going to get to a fight scenario ever without actually being in one, like a street fight.
True.
And you don't want to be near the speakers because, Jesus Christ, you're going to go that far. Like, let's train over here in this corner because fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Did we answer that question? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point Alex is bringing up about the eye pokes and the sucker punch, because I forgot what the stat was, and I'm going to go with 75%. When you get fouled by another fighter, you're going to lose 75% of the time. So I think there should be some sort of retribution. Like, if you get kicked in the nuts, the other guy has to sit there, eyes closed, ready, and your choice of what you want to do. So he doesn't know where it's coming from. You're allowed one shot. You blindfold him. You want one of those sleepy time masks. Like, you want to go to bed at night, you put the little sleepy time mask on.
Yeah, one of
those. Maybe you put a little funny mustache on him while you're at it. Something.
Sombrero. So,
yes, the sombrero. Maybe you put chips and salsas. But then Joe Rogan might freak out when all the chips and salsa hit the octagon like a spilled bag of ice.
They got to clean that up.
Oh, there's salsa everywhere. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Yes, there should be retribution. I'm in.
Okay.
Ian Simpson. Worst MMA fighter ever, and Kimbo doesn't count, LOL.
Worst MMA fighter ever?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't want to call anybody out. I mean, the only thing that really rings in my head.
Say it, Chaos.
Huh? Yeah, Caleb Starnes. that's what,
yeah.
Just refusing to fight, basically.
I mean, he had some skill, but to go out like that, it's not how you want to be remembered. But did bring about the most epic response ever. The Nate Quarry Rock Hammer.
Yes.
You can't deliver it. You can't contain it. All right, moving right along. Aurelius Goldie. I saw you? I don't know. Who do you think really won against Mayweather versus who? Marana?
Yeah, I think Mayweather won. I watched that, actually, slightly illegally.
What? You're going to UFC jail.
UFC. It's boxing.
I'm
going to
sue you.
Well,
$32 million.
It'll be on again on Showtime probably next week.
But if you own Showtime, should that be a problem? Because you're going to see it anyway.
No.
Don't I make a valid point?
That's a valid point. I didn't buy the pay-per-view, but I did watch it. I think Mayweather won. He started kind of slow, but he came and, you know, he turned it on in the later rounds. You know, he's a champ. I feel like he won very closely. It definitely wasn't like the 4 or 5 round difference that they talked about. But, you know, big money. They're already talking rematch, so.
Well, he said he wanted to make it a fight for the fans, so he decided to stand and bang it out.
Well, what else is he going to do? It's boxing.
Doesn't he typically avoid? Because they said he took more punches in this fight than he ever has.
Yeah. Especially in the first half of the fight. He got his bell rung a few times.
I stopped watching boxing, by the way. I don't watch any boxing anymore. Fuck boxing.
Yeah.
That is the most fixed sport I've ever seen. So I refuse, Ingo. Refuse.
Okay.
I don't watch anymore. Ryan Smith's got the last question. He's going to close it up. He says, this is for Matt.
Uh-oh.
Marry one, kill one, fuck one. Cyborg, Gina Carano. And Jade Bryce.
Oh, Jesus.
You dirty bastard. You're a dirty bastard. This is a tough question for Matt. Wow. Who the fuck am I going to kill? Jade Bryce, dead.
What?
Jade Bryce, dead.
Okay.
Now it's a matter of marry one or fuck one. Huh?
Well, if you're married, you could fuck her all you want, right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, Matt needs a sugar mama, though. I got to fuck Cyborg and marry Gina Carano.
Yes.
That's the, knowing me, that's a little confusing because, yeah, that's the right move because Gina Carano's the moneymaker. She's got a movie career. She may come back to MMA. She speaks the language pretty fluently.
The language of love?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little juicier, a little softer, a little more feminine, maybe. I don't know. I had to kill Jade. Oh, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where would you go with that one?
I would do the Carano marry
Karag, fuck. Cyborg, kill, and Jade, fuck.
Why is everyone going to kill the cyborg?
Because I'm not fucking her.
You can't kill a cyborg, Ingo. That is so blasphemous. It's so blasphemous.
She's more manly than I am. That's too scary.
No. There's nothing wrong with a little muscle on a lady.
Oh, yeah. Until she holds me down and makes me do whatever she wants.
Well, that could
please
be the same.
Please stop anally raping me. I'm done.
With Ronda Rousey. She'd have her way with you, too.
She couldn't anal rape me, though. She's not bigger than me.
Oh, you're trying to think she couldn't take you. Anally? So you're thinking that extra 10 pounds can't take you down?
It's more than 10 pounds. Cyborg's like 100 and whatever.
She's like 165.
Probably knock me out.
That too. She's got good hands.
Oh, yes.
I don't even want to stand and
throwing bombs,
her.
Ground and pound.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Come on. You want to throw?
If you like, take this.
Shoot the box.
Take this cock.
Shoot the box.
Or I kill you.
I am not Wanderlei Silva in a dress. I will fuck your shit. Could. What?
It could be.
I want to fuck Chuck. What?
Oh, brother. Knowledge.
Moving right along. We got knowledge, guys.
No, I do not.
Watch anything good this week?
I have not.
Game of Thrones. What's your feelings on this season of the Game of Thrones?
I think the last two episodes were very slow and steady. I think this week will be spectacular. I look for some exciting action and happenings and whatever.
I feel like we need more tits and ass. I don't think we've gotten enough.
We got some.
I like this new character that they're introducing.
The prince?
Yeah, I like him. I don't know what's going on, but this guy likes to fuck and there's bitches and they're bitches. Naked.
Well, he goes both ways, Matt.
I judge no
he's
one.
He's impartial.
I judge no
he
one.
He takes it
I think he's playing
get
the field smart.
Okay.
He's like, why do I have to choose sides?
Why deny myself these pleasures?
I feel like he could be a Krav Maga teacher. I'm okay. Just saying.
Okay.
Kind of
interesting.
Like
Matt is open to the ways of every way.
He makes a valid point.
That's worrying me now.
Hey, Ingo, you know you're only sitting about 3 feet away from
me. Yes,
there.
I'm not handsome. I'm ugly. Stay away.
Talk to you. Hey, I'm not afraid to choke you.
I know. I will pee on you.
I'm just
when
sad.
You choke me, I'll shit my pants and pee on you.
I was so happy today. I got to put my brother-in-law in a chokehold.
That was funny. I wasn't sure what was going on. I thought you guys were kidding around.
I was kidding, but I gave him a little squeeze.
And he looked nervous.
I think he was.
Like, do you want me to apply pressure?
No. I did. Anytime you throw a rear naked choke on, so, well, he was stepping out of line. And I felt, it's like that skit from Dave Chappelle when they're doing that Charlie Murphy about Rick James. Like, every once in a while, he steps out of line. You gotta check him. You gotta check him. We kept stepping out of line, so I had to check him a little bit. And done that shit since college. That was fun.
I believe the message was received.
I think it was. I'm just saying.
He was like sitting around with his thumb in his mouth the rest of the day in the corner.
That's
don't
sorry.
Hurt me.
Every once in a while, you get a
big bat mat. It's all good.
Don't photobomb a picture. That's the lesson to be learned. Don't photobomb a picture.
That's right.
That's it.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.